Now it's time to open up the postbag as we turn to some of this week's letters to the evening news. In fact, for the first time for some time, this week has seen many interesting letters, so we'll break with tradition and have some at this stage and then read a second batch on part two. It's all fuelled by the new road links proposed. Let's start off with Derek Godfrey of Holt, who supports the NDR link road. The criticism of the proposed link between the NDR and the A47 is unwarranted. From Mr. Lewis MP to use the argument of climate change in attacking the decision is so ridiculous when he is supporting the initiative to dual the A47 throughout Norfolk. Climate change will not be affected. Environmental impact will be minimal and is more likely to be improved as the result of fewer hold-ups and fewer vehicles using the rat runs through villages. Any new road scheme will have some effect on the environment, but in this case, the proposed link or the proposed dualling of the A47 will have huge benefits for so many.
Contrast Mr. Godfrey's letter with John Knights of Spixworth, who says, "Well, what a surprise! NCC are likely to agree to option C, which would go through a county wildlife site and would lead to a loss of woodland. But what the heck? They'll bung a few replacement trees and you'll never notice the difference. To quote Keith Skipper, I suspect gloriously unspoilt Norfolk isn't sold so much these days by smart estate agents organising road shows in London, Leicester and Long Melford. Not an entirely bad thing, I suppose."
Then finally on this topic, Christopher Keane of Norwich calls for a complete change of attitude. "The last thing we need when facing a climate emergency, which could see global warming spiral out of control, is yet another road, which will increase carbon dioxide emissions at a time when we need drastic reductions. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is demanding a 45% cut in carbon dioxide emissions by 2030 to prevent global temperatures rising by 1.5 degrees centigrade. But even this reduction will not be great enough, as they do not take into account the effect of methane, a greenhouse gas over 100 times as potent as carbon dioxide, released from the seabed, and the permafrost in the Arctic. Only a complete transformation of our society will be able to accomplish this, and transport is one of the key areas to change. There is absolutely no need for us to be so car dependent. In cities such as Zurich and Copenhagen, people don't use their cars as public transport is so good. We in Norfolk could easily build a bus system that was quick, reliable, frequent and cheap for the price of the new road over the Wensum. The bus rapid transit system should have been put in place when the Northern Distributor Road was built, but Norfolk County Council have failed to do this. If they really care about our children's future, they will reassess their decision to build a new road over the Wensum and will put the money into public transport instead."